When lunchtime came, everybody had forgotten about breakfast. All three sat down to a lamb stew which Mrs. Little had prepared. But it was a sad meal, each one trying not to stare at the small, empty chair which Stuart always occupied right next to Mrs. Little's glass of water. No one could eat, so great was the sorrow. George ate a bit of dessert, but nothing else. When lunch was over, Mrs. Little broke out crying again and said she thought Stuart must be dead. "Nonsense, nonsense!" growled Mr. Little. "If he is dead," said George, "we ought to pull down the shades all through the house." And he raced to the windows and began pulling down the shades. "George," shouted Mr. Little in an exasperated tone, "if you don't stop acting in an idiotic fashion, I will have to punish you. We are having enough trouble today without having to cope with your foolishness." But George had already run into the living room and had begun to darken it to show his respect for the dead. He pulled a cord and out dropped Stuart onto the windowsill. "Well, for the love of Pete," said George. "Look who's here, Mom." "It's about time somebody pulled down that shade," remarked Stuart. "That's all I can say." He was quite weak and hungry. Mrs. Little was so overjoyed to see him that she kept right on crying. Of course, everybody wanted to know how it had happened. "It was simply an accident that might happen to anybody," said Stuart. "As for my hat and cane being found at the entrance to the mouse hole, you can draw your own conclusions."